You're very active with the local schools, aren't you?
I try to get out and visit as many schools as I can, really. I've got four lined up for World Book Week this year, although one's in Norfolk, but I'm doing two in Southend and one in Colchester.
And I imagine that it's a little bit difficult talking to children when you've got the stammer, but I imagine that there are other children in the classroom who also maybe have a stammer, and it can maybe bring them out, like it's done with you in the case of writing.
Yeah, if every now and then I'll go to school, and after the event's finished and all the day's finished, a little one will come up to me and say, I have a stammer too. And it actually is quite it chokes me a little bit, you know, because they obviously feel the need to connect with someone that has the same thing and that has to deal with the same issues. And I always give them a cuddle.
And what are your thoughts on parents helping their children with reading? Should they devote time each evening to sit and read, and the children should choose the book, or do you have a specific way into reading, whether it's a topic of some sort?
I find that kids love books that make them laugh, and for me, that's a way to get kids reading. Reluctant readers, if you show them something that's funny, if you show them something that makes them laugh, that gets them hooked into books much easier than something that might be a little bit serious or a little bit dry. When I was a kid, I didn't like reading. My sister was completely different. She read everything that there was to read. And my mum, when I was 10, made me read The Lion, the Witch and the Wardrobe by C.S. Lewis, which has some serious themes, but also has a lot of comedy in it, I absolutely loved it. And from then on, I was a reader, and I went through the whole of the Narnia series, and then I was a reader, and the Narnia books had a big influence on my trilogy, being otherworldly and being children taken away from their families and put in a situation of peril, and having to find out how to do things for themselves.
I'm guessing as an author, you're very fond of a tangible book, but what are your thoughts on apps and tablets when it comes to reading aids and encouraging the kids to get involved?
If a child would rather read a book on a e-reader, I'm absolutely all for it. And anything that gets a kid to read, for me, is a good thing. Personally, I prefer a paper book. You know, it's something that you can read and put on your shelf and go back to. It's a physical thing to touch, you know, to kind of feel like you actually have a physical attachment to that story and that world. But for me, I think anything that gets kids reading is good. You know, comics, manga, anything is a good thing.
And on that note, what's happening on the 1st of March?
On the 1st of March, it's World and Book Day, and that week, as I say, I'll be going to four primary schools, I love visiting schools because it's lots of fun and you get to actually interact with your target audience, and my events are about kids being interactive with me. There's not much of me, just I'm talking at them, and I don't think that there's anything more boring for a child than just having an adult talk at them for an hour.
It gets them excited and eager to have a go.
Yeah, I ask them about their reading and writing habits, and then I tell them a little bit about my history as an author, and then I read from my first book, and then we have the kind of main event, which is called the Parallel Worlds game, which is where I say to them, right, we have to think about a fantastic world and an awful world, and think about what schools and teachers would be like in those two worlds. And the kids have to come up with ideas, the dinner ladies, vampires, and they serve them eyeball stew, or the teacher looks like their favourite pop star, or their favourite rock star, and we build these worlds. And the ideas that the kids come up with generate ideas for stories, and the kids absolutely love it, because all the teachers are there. They say, "Oh, Miss Smith is a secret alien, and when she gets home, she takes off her mask, and she's a lizard underneath."
I think most school kids think that anyway, don't they?
Yeah, that's right, exactly. So, but it's all about having fun and showing them that reading and writing doesn't have to be about work and doesn't have to be about what's on the curriculum.
And you're very much an active person on the internet. You've got a website. You're on Twitter.
Yes.
I was quite amused to see that even a published author does suffer the everyday woes of having to do the ironing and dealing with whatever Trump's tweeted this morning.
Yes, that's right. Even published authors have to go to Tesco's and other supermarkets that are available, and have to do their ironing and their washing and have to clean up after their children. Sadly, I can't employ staff, but if I never had to cook again, I wouldn't be bothered. It would be brilliant. Yes, we do have to have a domestic life as well.
And where can we find you on the internet? And you said you wanted to say thank you very much to somebody.
Yes, my website is jdowen.com. You can buy the books there on a link to Amazon. And you can read about me. And you can see the photo of me sticking my finger up my dad's nose. So I want to say thank you to the Chicken and Frog and Bookshop, which is in Brentwood. They've been incredibly supportive of me since I had all my books published, and they continue to be so. And they are a fantastic resource for the whole of Essex, and they give fantastic advice for parents who are looking for the next good book for their child.
Julie D. Irwin, thank you very much for coming in. It was great to have you.
You're very welcome.
And best of luck with the schools.
Cheers. Thanks very much.